Now, thousands of students around our area have been celebrating after picking up their A-level results. For many, a day of joy and validation for the last couple of years of hard work. But for others, things may not go quite so well. But don't despair. For those who haven't quite got the results they wanted, they can always go through the clearing process for university. But what is clearing? And who exactly is it for? Well, joining me on the line now, and she's got some great advice to pass on, is Registrar and Secretary of the University of Derby, June Hughes. So thanks for joining us, June. First of all, can you explain a bit more about what clearing is?
Well, clearing, a lot of people aren't aware of what clearing is, and the piece of research that the University of Derby have done have identified actually a lot of graduates, probably 50-55% of graduates, aren't aware of what clearing is. And clearing happens once a year, and it's a process through which we match applicants who've got the grades today and got their results, who may be looking for a place, change of course, change of programme, change of university at this point, and they try and match themselves through a place by contacting those universities and through UCAS, which is the National Application System and Service. So clearing is a matching process. It matches the vacancies available, and we think there'll probably be about 40,000 of those available over the next few days through universities to the individual applicants and their grades.
When I think about clearing, it's for people who maybe haven't got necessarily got the grades that they are after for their first choice courses. Is that it, or is there something a bit more to clearing than that?
That's certainly one of the most popular uses of clearing, where students have just missed grades. And actually, it doesn't mean they've failed. It just means that they may have missed one grade. They may have got a C rather than a B. And my advice would be contact the university that you're holding offers at to make sure that they haven't actually accepted you with those grades. But in clearing, you get a mixture of students, those that have just missed grades, those that have done better than expected and maybe think, oh, maybe I could get into an alternative university and I'll ring them and see if they'll still accept me. Sometimes students get the grades, suddenly realise they've achieved very well and think, yes, perhaps university is for me, and they enter the system for the first time in clearing. So it is a mix, but the most popular use is for those that maybe have just missed that grade.
Okay, so what's the first point of call for a student if they need to go through this process?
Well, some tips actually I can offer, some advice. First point of call would be to have a look at UCAS information, ucas.com. Students will have got their results. They can check online whether the university, their first choice or insurance choice, has accepted them or not. If they're in the position where they haven't and are looking for alternative places, then again, if you go onto the ucas.com website, you can search for vacancies by subject area or programme area, or you can go on into individual university websites like ours, for example, derby.ac.uk. When you go onto those websites, you'll get a hotline number, that's the main telephone number that we're taking calls on, and information on clearing, tips, vacancies and general information. So my advice is think about the subject and programme that you're interested in. Check out which universities have got vacancies. Before you make the call, make sure you've got your UCAS number available to you and your qualifications and your information, and then make that call. And be prepared to make more than one call. And if you don't get through first time, don't worry, keep trying. See how many universities make you an offer. And at the end of the first day or second day, sit down and think about which one you would like to select. And my final piece of advice on that would be, if at all possible, visit the university that you're interested in. Most universities, like us, we've got a visit day, an open day on Saturday, and we've got open afternoons through next week as well. And so if you're searching for an alternative place, you've not been to the university before or the city, go and have a look before you make that final decision.
Okay, June Hughes, thank you very much for that.
Thank you.